We are live here at the Derek Chauvin trial. Yeah, I'm Ryan Seacrest. And we are here outside of the courthouse. We're asking fans if I'm gay. Do you think I'm gay?
Yes.
I thought you were a little fucking queer.
Wasn't that the whole point of you? Is he gay?
I blew it. I hosted this show to get poussoir, as they say in the straight community.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
How old are you?
I'm a big fan of you, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm 20. I just turned 20 this April.
Damn,
what are you going to sing today?
Back when Kelly Clarkson was fuckable.
Wow, you wouldn't give her the fucking prick-a-dell?
Before the year after, when she became ruined by the law.
Brush yourself.
We should, you know what, instead of there being an age of consent, there should be an age of unfuckability.
Mm.
Where once women are over the age of...
You get shot if you fuck them?
No.
What happens?
The woman goes to jail.
The woman goes to jail. Yeah.
They lose their voting rights.
If they're caught getting cocked, they go to jail or they lose their voting rights.
So to make it easy on women, we're going to raise the age of consent to 23.
Okay.
So if you're a man and you fuck a woman under the age of 23, it's jail arena for you, pal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But if you
seems a little steep to me, but
what? No, this is how when I'm emperor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I'm generalissimo of America.
Mhm.
Age of consent 23.
Age of unfuckability?
Age of unfuckability 32.
Now, what if you're married? Does your what?
That's
you,
fine.
I see. You have to get married by 32.
Yeah.
Or you're good.
Or we put you out.
You're sexless.
Yeah.
You know, I like that because it would make some danger in fucking a 33-year-old, which would excite me.
Feel naughty.
I'll fuck a 50-year-old woman. I don't give a fuck.
It's Sharia. Shakira law.
Shakira law.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
The hips don't lie.
Well, how about this? I'm already seeing a problem with your fucking thing, dude.
Yeah.
You marry a woman.
A 33-year-old woman going out to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
A detective watching her. She's getting trashed. She leaves with some guy.
Yeah.
And then, they stake out the place all night. She's coming home, ready to do the walk of shame.
Yeah.
They're like, can you put your hands up against the wall for a second? She's like, what am I doing? He's like, stop resisting.
Right.
She's like, what do you mean? He throws her to the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, she's like, please, officer, I can't breathe. And then he's got his knee on her neck.
He kills her.
But here's the thing, it's a white lady, so people are just
cheering.
Beautiful day today, officer.
Thanks for keeping us safe.
It sure is, George.
Wow, then, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
mm-hmm. this is 20 years in the future.
This is
we've reached
utopia. Yeah.
And just like at the end of Star Wars, where there's the ghosts of the Jedi's.
Yeah.
It's the ghost of Derek Floyd smiling on this
Derek
happening.
Floyd?
George Floyd, and then the ghost of Derek Chauvin, and they're friends now in heaven. Because Derek's son, Luke Skywalker, rehabilitates him at the end of the trial.
Wait, Derek's son is the one who kills the white woman?
Well, so Derek, I have seen the future, and here's what happens at the end of the Derek Chauvin trial saga.
Mm-hmm.
The judge, who is the real, because he's the evil emperor of the system, along with the prosecutor or whatever, and he's like, say the N-word or whatever.
I don't know,
the bailiff or something.
Yeah, sure.
Don't touch any of that stuff.
My headphones aren't working.
It's not important.
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter.
I don't know. The same thing that happens with Darth Vader. I'm having trouble.
I don't remember what happens. Yeah.
Some, like, the Emperor is like, kill Luke Skywalker or something.
Yes.
And then
so Derek Chauvin doesn't kill his son?
And then Darth Vader throws the Emperor into the garbage. Remember?
Yeah, but I just don't see how this situation is the same.
He dies as a result because Derek needs to die.
I see.
But right before death,
but I don't care that he
right
saves
before
his
death
own
he's
son.
Validated somehow.
But I don't care about his son.
I know
that's the
this
thing.
Isn't about your.
I don't think anyone cares about Derek Chauvin's son.
Well, he could be a great
yeah,
hero
but that's
one day.
That's not how jokes work. So in the context of this. It doesn't matter whether you care.
Well,
or not.
I'd like to know if he's a Jedi like Luke, you know? I know how jokes work, but we haven't established him as a Luke-like figure to me yet.
What we do know is that Derek was once a great Jedi.
That's true.
Before that's he came into the dark side.
That's the one thing we could all agree on.
That's kind of the direction we want to go. He was a very good... Derek Chauvin was a very good pod racer.
Yeah.
Which,
and break dancer.
I think that's going to come up in the trial at some point. Mm. A lot of people have been... You know, saying when is the defense? A lot of people on MAGA Twitter have been saying, why isn't the defense talking about his pod racing?
Yes,
because that really will, you know. But that might be the ace in the hole.
Well, that's the thing. And the thing that a lot of people don't know is that as a pod racing youth, his mother was raped by a Jew.
Yeah,
by a Jew who owned a winged Jew. There's a Jew with wings. So there is no. I guess you're right. There's a lot of nuance in this story that I think at first maybe you've won me over, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not. There's nothing. This isn't an argument I'm making. This is just the story. Mm-hmm. The story as it was told. Tale as old as time.
And when you say you looked into the future, you mean you maybe huffed a bunch of cleaner and hung out on your couch? Or...
Yeah, I tried to kill myself.
And this is the vision you saw? Okay.
I saw a vision. How's that crazy horse to do that? He would like self-harm and hallucinate from losing too much blood. And be like, we're going to win the battle today.
And people are like, sounds good, man.
They're like, crazy horse, I don't think, you know, we've got a bunch of, like, feathers and hatchets and stuff. And they have, at the very least, a gun that takes 3 minutes to load. I don't think
that's
we're going to win this battle or any of them.
They won some.
No.
No?
No.
Is that another thing you saw in your vision?
They won ambushes. They didn't win any battles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what the Last Stand or what a Custer's Last Stand?
Yeah, any group of people that's ever been referred to as brave, that just means like a good sport. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They fought valiantly. Implied.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, which means they never.
Yeah.
They never won.
But
any
didn't they fuck Custer up? Isn't that the whole point of that shit?
Yeah, but that was Custer's fault.
Oh, because he was a
Custer
dumb
bitch. Was like, I need like two guys and.
Yeah. He was like, whatever, there. Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some squaw pussy.
What was that? Wounded penis?
Yes. Battle of Wounded Prick. Mm-hmm. That's right.
His Last Stand.
The Battle of Wounded Knee of Wounded Dick is every single circumcision, if you ask me.
Adam, you had a couple of doctor's appointments lately. Why don't you tell everyone about that?
Yeah.
Have they been able to get the elasticity back in your ass?
Mm-hmm. No. I've been to a bunch of specialists, and... They've been saying, they look at my ass and then they say, you know, we're gonna need a bigger hospital.
Oh wow! Yeah, your asshole doesn't even fit in the hospital.
It's so prolapsed at this point.
That's a fucking shame.
Yeah. So I gotta go.
I gotta go to
your wife, the ship.
Okay. Well, we don't have to bring my wife into this.
I know. Well, we got her.
Your ass got blown out that much. Well, ironically, they say we're gonna need a bigger hospital, but we're gonna need a smaller microscope.
Mm-hmm. For the front
for
side.
Your penis. Yeah.
They're attempting a very risky plastic surgery, which just shrinks the size of my spent asshole.
And, yeah,
engorges the size of my my minuscule penis.
That's smart.
Yeah,
to take
they're gonna take that a lot of the excess asshole tissue.
Yeah,
and try to reconstruct
just give you a wrinkly ass penis.
A giant
penis made out of asshole wrinkles.
Yeah. It's a risky surgery.
You got a fucking Shar-Pei-ass penis, dude.
There's a 93% death rate.
It's worth it, though, brother. Imagine the life you live right now is not a life at all.
I just want to live a normal life. You have a
7% chance of having a wrinkly-ass, big-ass dick. And that's what you need. It's either that or death, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Oh, this is cool. We can just watch the trial live.
Yeah, the trial is a TV trial. I wasn't mm-hmm. aware of that.
It's weird that they still have these, like...
They should have brought back Judge Ito.
They still do the courtroom drawing, guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's a job that shouldn't exist. I mean, it is very funny that, like, you know, in 2021, you can still get a job as a guy that does, like, doodles.
Totally. You
know, that does cartoons of the...
What's the skill in that is the speed with which they... they draw that?
Yeah.
No, I think that's...
It's like, if they had... If, like, the... No, they have to be... If assassin. The judge is, like, now the witness approach the bench, and before they arrive, if, Mr. Harper, you'd like to guess the witness's weight. 320 pounds. All right, stand on the bench. 285. Well, he was wrong.
He was wrong, folks.
Here's a Snoopy the dog plushie.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, I'm trying to put the trial on here, but it says we'll be right back.
I don't think we need to watch the trial live through the podcast. That will come out in 1 week.
Okay.
Well, the trial will still be going on. They
will not put it on.
They'd want to know what happened last Monday at the trial.
That's true. I think we need to focus on Chuck E. Cheese branded music,
mm-hmm.
and stoner metal.
Yeah, are you getting into stoner metal?
No, I'm getting into Japanese. Like, I don't even know what the genre is, but I love it.
Was it what I suggested? City pop?
Maybe, I don't know.
It's like when Japanese people discovered R&B.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I think it's kind of like
it
that.
Rocks.
It rules. Yeah, yeah, I'm with
really
you.
It's really cool.
I wonder what the fuck. I don't know any of the songs because they're all in Japanese, but I can, I can recognize them on Spotify. Maybe I'll play a banger for us, man.
Yeah, use the wire.
Okay. Fuck, hold on. Let me get my fucking headphones off.
I got a letter, by the way, from Mrs. Toni Braxton.
Whoa, what'd she say?
She said, thanks for hyping my 2018 single on
really?
The show. Yeah,
but I did it. I was the one that did it. I was the one that put on Toni Braxton the car.
She knew
and
I
made
more
you listen to it.
She knew I had more of a Toni Braxton song.
Yeah, first of all, you're lying about her sending the letter. But even
that is not a
even
lie.
in the fictional lie that you would pretend that she sent you a letter instead of me.
Nick is mad.
And the letter does
Nick
not.
Nick is mad.
He just and wants Toni to recognize
and the
him.
Letter says, thank you for acknowledging my dick sucking haircut. I'm bringing it back.
Mm-hmm. The dick sucking. I forgot about
that. What the fuck? It's not playing.
You gotta turn the volume up. Yeah. Here.
Oh, yeah, dude. Now, this is the song of the song.
I like this, dude. This is like a sped up, like Chuck Mangione.
Yeah, yeah. Just wait for the fucking. Yeah, dude, this is my shit. We gotta really hit the hook, but when the hook comes, believe me, you'll be enjoying yourself. This is Eskio Yataka and the Omega Tribe. Never Ending Summer. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Yes. Yes, dude. You motherfucker should see the smile on my face right now. Yeah, dude.
I want to get pussy.
Come on,
that.
Tell me that isn't the fucking jam of the summer and you're out of your fucking mind. Just only you.
Is that current or what is that from?
I don't fucking know. It just came up on my Spotify and I was like, yeah, this is my shit.
Interesting.
Shouts out to Eskio Takaka and the Omega Tribe.
The Omega Tribe.
Great name for a fucking band, the Omega Tribe, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
It's No Natsu Monogatari. Futari no Natsu Monogatari.
We got to go back, dude.
After this, after I've discovered this type of music, mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
We have to go back.
I'm completely flipped on Japan because mm-hmm. of this music.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go back.
It's like Lost. It's like
yeah, we kind of wasted our time there.
Yeah.
Adam
was shopping. You were speed walking alone in the rain.
I was regular walking alone in the rain. But I brought Switch, and that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Dude, bringing video games on vacation is such a fun
hilarious move. Just that is the most fat 11-year-old move you could possibly make as an adult.
I remember there were, like, comics that would do when I would, like, feature. They'd come to the club, and there'd be comics.
Their PlayStation? Like,
yeah, I brought my PlayStation. Kurt does that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it makes sense for Kurt.
Yeah.
Kurt's insane.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to spend the entire time in a hotel.
Yeah. I mean, if you're trying not to do drugs or, like, cheat on your wife, I guess get a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to live life. I'm trying to fucking go out there. I'm trying to go. If I'm in Philly, I'm going to the Rocky statue. I'm running up those steps at the Museum of Art.
You're
going to
live the city that the
move
you're
in. The move is you just go to Dave and Buster's with, like, the opener.
That sounds so fucking gay, honestly. Yeah.
Let's get trashed off their alcoholic snow cones.
Nah, dude, I'm gonna be healthful on my next tour. Mm-hmm. The tour's shaping up, by the way, folks. Starting in mid-August, I'm gonna be out there. Coming to fucking Portland and Seattle is the first stops. And then I think I'm going to Utah. A lot of shit's coming up. Keep your little fucking pussies peeled. Why do you peel your eyes? Keep your eyes and your pussies peeled. The tour is coming, and I'm gonna be going on hikes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be trying to keep it fucking.
Yeah.
This is the summer of me getting big arms and little titties. I've talked about it many times. Many times.
I'm seeing the groundwork being
laid
for it right now.
Thank you so much for saying that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna ride.
Well, hiking, do you ever worry about being shot by a hunter?
No, I do not think they'll ever think I'm a bear.
He wears an orange vest.
I wear neon.
Or a pig.
A pig that walks on his hind legs. Elephant.
A hippopotamus.
What would they be doing? What would any of those animals be doing in the mountains of Seattle?
I don't know, but you see one and you're like, I got to take this shot. When am I going to see a pig?
I'm clearly a man.
This is my chance.
I'm clearly a man. I'm wearing clothes. I'm not even pink like a pig.
Yeah.
I'd be tan at the time.
And you didn't even consider that might be a human being before you pulled the trigger.
If I go out...
Looking at this chart here, your options were pig or boat, according to you.
If I go out, get...
Defense attorney, anybody recognize this? Beginning of the pandemic, she cruised right into the New York Harbor. And the jury be like, oh, yeah, that does look like...
I want my estate to be...
That looks like
no, it doesn't. First of all, it doesn't.
That looks like
you've taken it one step too far. Yeah, it's my like wife.
It looks like it.
That's
like
fine.
That looks like the girl's...
That
attorney's right. It could be his wife.
We agreed that it was my wife because there were girls on the ship that I could fuck.
Has the jury reached a verdict? We have, Your Honor. We find the defendant not guilty.
Come on. If somebody murdered me and said I was a boat
on
a hike.
Of fourth degree assault in the shooting in the face of Stavros.
The fatal shooting.
But not even a fatal shooting. It just got lodged in some cheek material. And he couldn't use a straw for a week.
That would piss me off during milkshake season.
Yeah, during milkshake season.
Are you kidding me? That is a capital offense, if you ask me.
Well, the civil trial
taking away my
up.
Ability to use a straw during milkshake season.
The civil trial is coming up where McDonald's is actually suing the hunter for lost revenue.
Yeah, it's a class action McDonald's, Fuddruckers, Dairy Queen.
The milkshake families.
The five families got together to take this man down.
How about the Jive families of the Black Mafia?
That's awesome.
That's right.
Yep.
The Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons.
The Isleys.
The Isleys, there's not the Huxtables.
The Huxtables, they don't seem very Jive to me. They did do the raping, I
guess.
What's
the uncle's, what's the last name in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Uncle Phil.
The Phil family.
Is it Bel-Air?
It's the Phil Bel-Air.
Phil Bel-Air.
Yeah, it's the Bel-Airs. Yeah. Even if it isn't, the Bel-Airs is a great name for Mafia
they're
family.
They're still in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They're just in Northwest Philadelphia. Yeah. That's where you went.
That is nice.
Yeah. You went to Bel-Air, Maryland?
That's classy. Bel-Air is not that far from Philly.
It's probably...
It's on the way.
It's probably what, like a
probably an hour.
Yeah, hour and 10 minutes.
Should we move to Bel Air and just live and commute to Philly?
Bel Air, and Baltimore, back and forth.
Philly and Bel, not even Baltimore. Bel Air.
Mm-hmm. Bel Air is such a funny place to live because it's kind of like it's in the middle of nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
It's not in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of nothing.
Yeah,
where it's not like you're even in some kind of like remote town with its own unique identity.
No,
you're
absolutely
just in,
not.
You're just in like the most inconveniently located suburb in the world.
100%. And the downtown is just like, think of like the shitty restaurants from White Marsh.
The downtown is themed. It's like a. It's themed like a Potbelly's.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
You're basically in just a bigger Potbelly's.
Although
like, we got everything you could want: a racist sports bar.
That's right.
And a post office.
Mm-hmm.
Two different Acme Hardwares.
A seafood restaurant, even though we're not close to the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. Although, shouts out to what was that?
Dark Horse Saloon.
No, Dark Horse got changed to the Blue something Oyster House. Mm-hmm. But what was the fucking Irish one
about.
Where we
down
went
the,
to see
down the street? Yeah,
Tom's fucking recording one of the best nights of my life.
Nanny Saldoon.
Nanny Saldoonigans. Yeah. Yeah, go to that fucking Irish pub in Bel Air, Maryland, whatever it is, and go to the top floor. Near the window, on that very spot, is where Tom Myers recorded. I believe it was Words of Mass Destruction. I don't remember which one was recorded.
There's
there,
a
or
lot
maybe
of
pitchforks and something.
There's a lot of overlap.
Yeah, there is about half an hour of material in his albums that gets repeated every single time.
Yeah. All we know is that the
Robes, Hoods, and a Future for the White Race. Yeah, an album by Tom Myers.
I thought he crossed the line there.
Yeah,
he normally. Goes
now I'm
going to
say
there,
something that makes people a little mad. So before I say it, I just want you to brace yourselves. I will be using the N-word later in this.
Fuck, dude. That really was one of the best nights of my life.
Wow.
Just getting Eldest coming.
That was
Eldest,
a high watermark.
Eldest coming from Owings Mills, 45 minutes from Baltimore, like where I was, to meet me. My little brother, who wouldn't come to my shows, being like, wait, Tom Myers is recording an album coming.
And then doing a black sense.
Just me and the boys just get together. It was really a beautiful moment for me and the closest people in the world to me.
Yeah, it was a nice nexus of all the people that enjoy. I mean, the best show ever was the one at the Hamilton Arts Collective.
Yeah,
that was probably before,
that was before my time, baby.
That was probably 2006.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Damn, I'm like 87 years old.
Were you under 18 at that time?
No, I've been 30. I'm in my 30s.
You've been 30 for a while.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the portrait of Nicholas Gay.
Yeah, Nicholas Gay.
And there's a guy sucking a guy, an old guy sucking, getting fucked in the ass.
First
big
of all,
time.
No, there's no book about me because books are fucking gay.
That's why there's one about you.
You don't know about it because you don't.
No.
You think
there's no such thing as a book. Nothing in my life even remotely resembles any kind of book.
Yeah, well,
it's more like a video game that's rated M.
Okay, fine. The Portrait of Nicolas Gay is a video game rated M, and you just take turns tagging an old guy's ass.
More like Grand Theft Auto 7.
No.
And if you're listening to this in the future, when that's already out, then it's Grand Theft Auto 10.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Same rule.
That's good to know. That's good. That's smart. We should start future-proofing.
If you're listening to this
podcast
in 2035... back when Adam's the only one alive and now he's a woman.
Yeah. But I'm thriving.
But you're
he's
doing
he's
great.
He's transitioned, but it's in a way where he's like, remember being trans? And he's the only one doing it.
No, I transition and then detransition back to man.
No one's transitioning anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They've stopped that.
They've stopped. You made it uncool.
And Adam's doing it.
You were the last person. They're like, I don't know. This is kind of tacky now.
Yeah.
Who remembers this?
If now that's that the this bullet guy did I need it, to take. Mm-hmm.
He's doing
to restore sanity to the world.
He's doing.
You're Jesus. You're the Jesus for transphobes. He has to become a girl to stop everyone else.
The J.K. Rowlings of the world will be worshiping.
Will rejoice.
The final trans.
Mm-hmm.
The last of the Trohecans.
The last of the Transhecans. That would be awesome, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens
if... Last of the Transhecans.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
There's a lot of syllables in Mohican.
Okay, well, I'm going Transhicans.
Last of the Homoicans.
But he's trans. He's not even... Transhicans is better.
Like yep. a she...
Last of the He-Sheikans.
He-She was honestly one of the most hilarious throwback slurs.
He-She?
Mm. Like just barely. It was like
pretty
weird,
lazy.
Pretty lazy, but yeah. sounded so funny. Yeah. Last of the He-Sheikans is probably better than
The last of the Low-Teakans.
Low-Teakans, that's good.
That's pretty really good.
Yeah. But that's Adam now. Yeah. He wouldn't need to transition to be Low-T.
Yeah.
You're one of the many low Teakans right now.
The last Sammer guy.
No,
that was... fuck.
The Last Samurai is a different movie.
I know, but it's
where Tom Hanks pretends to be Chinese. Come on, Adam. I'm eating a dog.
Bum, 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 bum. Is that
there a dog on the menu? I got Tom Hanks is just Virgil Texas. I can't do Tom Hanks at all.
Wow, there is an over.
Oh, hey, I was eating a dog earlier. I meant to tell you I was eating a dog earlier.
I slit a dog's throat with my samurai sword. I'm Tom Hanks, Texas.
I'm
Tom Texas.
Oh, by the way, Will, I was eating a dog earlier. That's classic Virgil for you.
That's a really good one. Mm-hmm. He says that kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah, I got boogers everywhere.
Shut up, dude.
Shut up.
The cat, I can't.
Oh, it looks like Adam's been sucking dick on the show again.
Stop it.
And I guess one of the guy's dicks he sucked had just fucked a girl.
And he's allergic.
He's having an allergic reaction.
Oh, he's breaking out into hives.
He's got too much of the hives on him.
He does got too much hives.
Damn. I want to go to like a specialty ice cream place this afternoon.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like a gelato spot? Or what are
no,
you
like
about?
A place that's like...
You sit down,
like
they give you...
Like Sandy's.
Right. You know right. They're trying to keep it like as 1950s as possible.
Yeah, hey, it's fucking A.
Like somebody's candy shop is what it's called.
Fucking big tits ice cream.
That's awesome. That's the kind of ice cream store that I've got a lot of interest in.
What's the one down on the east side? Big Fag Ice Cream?
Big Gay Ice Cream, actually.
That's it, yeah.
There was that great...
It's an honest mistake.
Just calling them up. Yeah, is this faggot ice cream?
You've got some of the best flavors I've ever had.
Nah, my cousin just got my nephew. He got back from college. He's saying I got to come in there and try the stuff that's not contaminated. They say you got stuff that's normal. Prank call... yes, to be honest with you.
At the same time, I would like 30, ice cream.
32? No, I don't have a girlfriend. Why? Well, you know what? Maybe then you should be sympathetic to how lonely I am. And all I have is shit like this.
Yeah, if you think about it, you're actually thriving in a way I never will.
Yeah, what are you, a fucking business?
You're a rich businessman and you probably have gay love in your life, whereas I have nothing but straight misery.
I don't have a fucking business. I'm not even Italian.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, it would be nice to go to... I haven't had ice cream in so goddamn long, bro.
I mean, like, the economy's been bad for so long as the mafia now. It's like, hey, Don, where do you get all your money? He's like, I've been collecting unemployment.
Absolutely. They're calling it a no-show job.
Yeah.
They're like, you got this good no-show job over at the unemployment department.
Yeah.
The mafia now is so funny.
Yeah.
Are they still doing stuff?
They're just going to jail for, like, collecting, like, $100 gambling debts and shit.
Like, going around to the last three businesses that pay them protection.
Nick Houston loves to, on Twitter, will fucking post about the modern mafia. Some great gems there.
Really?
There's, like, just guys from the Philly mob that literally, like, were racketeering charges for, like, no joke, collecting, like,
beating the fuck out of some guy over like $300. It's like pathetic.
Just taking a rascal scooter from laundromat to like
yeah.
grocery store.
Yeah, Derek, is this Adam? Is this his defense attorney? Is this guy with the lacrosse-eyed guy with the fucking Warby Parkers?
It's a guy with a beard and slick back hair.
Let me see.
He's not on the screen.
Derek
right
Chauvin's.
What the fuck? Well,
in his ass?
You guys will probably hear about that on Twitter.
Yeah.
There's no way that's going to
be a huge meme. Like 10 seconds.
Are you aware? Yeah,
listen.
He's going to accuse Derek or Jerick Sean. What's his name again?
George Floyd.
Terrence Howard.
Yeah,
it's not Terrence Howard.
Christopher Floyd, who went black in time, if you know, black to the future, if you know what I mean,
taking drugs in his ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever go to Floyd's 99 Bar?
I can't breathe.
Christopher. Andrew Christopher Lloyd, but he's Christopher. Floyd. Wait, Christopher.
Christopher Floyd.
What's his name?
I can't.
Oh, okay. His name's Christopher Lloyd.
That's
awesome, man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a really motherfucking ass good one.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
I can't breathe, Marty.
And some of you will say, oh, now why aren't, when Adam and Stav are gay, why aren't they supporting this bit? Nick will only really enjoy something if two people are mad at him on some level about it.
I don't think you're, are you mad at
him? No, but I'm saying it's the energy. You're really enjoying yourself because me and Adam are
I'm
like...
I'm happy to see you enjoying yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it has nothing to do with people being mad at me. It's just the dumber the fucking idea.
Yeah, it is the dumb. Yeah. It is very dumb.
But you do... the hardest you smile is when somebody is like, oh, man, come on.
No, just the idea of like pitching that out at SNL.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
Well, it might.
And we do Christopher Floyd.
Now, hear me out. Lauren, here's my one shot. Yeah. It's Christopher Floyd.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And you'll never believe who his attorney is.
What's the name of the real attorney?
I looked at it.
Yeah, let's see if his. Hopefully, his name is like Shardy McFly.
That'd be awesome.
Because then it would work out perfectly.
Let's cross our fingers on Shardy McFly being the defense attorney's name. I'm gay, Marty.
Derek Chauvin, attorney.
I put drugs in my ass.
Oh, Tom Kelly.
Eric Nelson.
Tom Kelly. That sucks.
It's Eric Nelson.
Wasn't the guy that originally played Marty McFly Eric something?
I don't know.
There was a guy who they shot like a third of the movie and then they fired him.
And then they got
Eric
Michael
Stoltz.
J.
Is that an actor?
Oh, I think that sounds right.
So maybe there's an angle there.
Eric Nelson. Eric Nelson Mandela.
Okay, that's something. Okay.
Yeah. He's like, "Why if you have 5 coconuts."
Okay. That's
At what?
No.
What?
Does he like coconuts?
The real Nelson Mandela?
Yeah, you would know. You're South African.
That you can't. You are comparing bananas and coconuts in this drought. Like, I think you mean you're comparing apples and oranges. He's like, what the hell are apples and oranges?
Oh, he doesn't even know what they are.
There are four
the
fruits.
The only fruits are
coconut, papaya, banana.
Mango
and snake.
Snake is a fruit.
It is a vegetable if it has seeds, and it is a fruit if it does not have legs.
Right. That's so fucking true, Eric Nelson Mandela.
Thank you.
It would have been awesome if his name was Shardy McFly.
This man is not guilty.
Mm.
I went to jail.
Right.
That's I spent right. 27 years in jail. I would have loved to have died instead.
Okay. That's an interesting angle.
That jail is where...
So you're saying...
A slam dunk.
Yeah.
I did a slam dunk case.
That's a slam dunk defense.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. Yeah. What
all
else
right. Who else
on?
Is Nelson? Eric Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson. Very good, Adam.
Yeah, coach.
Mm-hmm. Nelson from The Simpsons.
Craig T. Nelson. He's like, why don't you coach my dick into your pussy?
Now that's something right yeah. there.
Juror number 12. Do you think I have a big penis? Then you're fucking, you're fired from the team. You're off the team. What was that show about? A guy, he would say stuff like that on the show.
I honestly,
what kind of team was it? Was it?
I think it was a college football.
I think he was a former coach, and now like he doesn't. The show's not even about a coach. He used to be a coach.
I thought he was still a coach.
And now he's a guy that works at like he's a scientist.
We should watch Coach.
Coach was a banger. Did he have a hot wife in that?
I've been getting real into Viper. I haven't cracked Sentinel yet.
Maybe we would crack Sentinel today, dude.
Yeah, maybe we start Sentinel.
Dude, I love it. I love TV DVD collections.
Yeah.
Because TV, it, like especially old bad TV. It's always weird about buying DVDs in this era of
streaming,
Blu-ray and 4K, because you're stepping down in quality. But something about watching shitty TV shows on a DVD.
It's just a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
That makes me wish I just had some drugs.
You can get some, dude.
To do.
Was Sentinel was Lorenzo Lamas?
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
No, was that Lorenzo Lamas? No,
your Renegade is Lorenzo.
Renegade was him. Okay. Yeah. That sounds very similar.
No, I forget who's is in Sentinel.
A guy who kind of does look like Lorenzo Lamas.
No, he's bald.
It's a bald guy.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of? Renegade.
If he's not bald, then he has short hair. I haven't seen. I honestly have not seen it. You know what's another one from that era? Fucking...
Fuck Lee's Revenge?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just has... He has short... His hairline's receding something fierce, so that's...
Oh, that's him.
Yeah, that's the Sentinel.
Oh. I don't think I've ever seen that show.
Battlefield Earth. No, that's the movie. I'm thinking of Earth Final Conflict.
Never seen it.
Boy, I tell you.
Although, you know what? I was enjoying 7 Days, too.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good, honestly.
You can time travel 7 days.
You know what? Maybe we should watch another fucking 7 Days.
President's life every episode.
Yeah, I hope so.
The president keeps dying.
Yeah, man. I woke up in the middle of the night, took one of the worst shits of all time, dude.
Really?
Completely wrecked my morning. Then you go back. It's 5 a.m.
You're awake.
You're what you try and sleep, and then your alarm goes off 9.
You feel like
death. Yeah. And it was a sludgy.
It's terrible. Yeah, I had that
shit-a-roo.
A couple weeks ago. Where what I was did you sweating eat? On the toilet. It was after that Thai food thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what you get for being a fucking culinary colonizer.
I'm just remembering that brief period I have doing digital blackface as the black guy from Stargate SG-1.
Oh yeah, what was
whatever. I forgot.
What was his character's name?
It's like Trala or something. It's like Tralala.
Tralala.
I don't know. You watched that show?
I used to watch
that
show.
That was your favorite show.
Yes, the guy from MacGyver was the star of that show, and then the black guy with like the gold thing on
Richard
his
Dick Suckerson.
Richard Dick Suckerson. It was a Star Trek knockoff.
There was a Stargate movie with Kurt Russell, and then they made a television show.
Yeah, TLC is his name.
Teal'c.
Yeah.
Teal'c. Yeah.
Teal'c of Chulak.
Yeah.
Chulak.
Me and my dad really liked it.
That's actually Adam is Adam of Chewcock.
Of Jewcock.
No, Chewcock.
I know.
Because you put it in your mouth.
Well,
Teal'c is a Jaffa warrior from the planet Chulak.
Yeah.
But I was using this, and then, like, people would interact with me as if I was a black guy.
What? That was your Twitter?
Very funny.
Yeah.
That was your Twitter avatar?
Teal'c. Mm-hmm.
Teal'c.
Digital blackface rules.
Yeah. I've been doing it for years.
Digital blackface sounds like it's like.
Digital blackface. Like digital blackface.
Digital blackface sounds like one of those like tertiary or like the members of like the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
He had like
an affiliate.
One album that was pretty good,
mm-hmm.
and then he's just on a lot of tracks, being like,
fucking getting high as shit, and now I can't tell what time it is, and there's aliens inside my dick. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then that's it. And then he's off, and then there's some other guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would be a good. That would be a great.
His total contribution is three lines.
Eldis, I think, worked in a record and tape traders in high school, mm-hmm. and one of the guys was a like very low level Wu-Tang affiliate that. Or maybe he was just cousins with ODB, and that he was also like half retarded.
Uh-huh. Well, so. I told you guys about Remedy, right? Mm-mm. There was this guy who was like a seventh rung affiliate of Wu-Tang who was a Jewish rapper, and he toured Jewish children's summer camp.
That's and awesome.
He came and performed his one song at our summer camp called Never Again.
That's so
about
tight.
About the Holocaust.
Nuh-uh.
We should pull up the song.
Remedy, huh?
Yeah.
Was he hot? Mm-hmm.
Remedy? No, he was like a loser.
You ever hear of this woman, CC Peniston?
That's actually her name, guys. Yeah. Nick is not making that
Who
up.
Is she?
She's a like a R&B musician.
CC Peniston.
Like a dance artist from the early 90s. Cool. CC Peniston. I guess we'll get a little CC penis thing going.
That is such an awesome name.
The Remedy YouTube video just says 6 million die for what?
Yeah, hell yeah.
On the splash image.
That's a great point.
Pretty cool. Is this CC penis? Oh, shit, okay. I like this.
Why is she laughing? Like, is this where Kamala got her laugh?
Mm-hmm. This is the kind of music to be like to be gay on South Beach in 1993.
Yeah,
this is like Murder of Gianni Versace music.
This is some shit for gay guys for sure.
Like,
that's why her name is CC Peniston.
I was like, we survived AIDS and the drugs are getting slightly better.
That's what I was saying the other day. That I think to Shane, it's like, can you imagine how fucking awesome it was having like gay sex in like 1992? The first AIDS medicine hits the market and house music is brand new.
Yeah, dude.
You're just getting raw dogged while cruising USA music.
That's
plays.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's got to be the best feeling.
That was
in the world.
Definitely mm-hmm. a golden era for them.
Yeah.
God damn.
Poor Versace, dude. He survived that, and then he had to get just killed by some
he
loser.
Got, did you just watch The Murder of Johnny Versace or something?
I watched it a couple years ago. It's very good. You should watch it.
He's like, it's George Floyd. That's like the murder of
Johnny Versace.
Versace was also murdered. And if you think about it.
Yeah.
A lot of that kind of music plays in the show.
Mm-hmm. That you just watched.
Yeah.
That I
and are pretending you watched a couple years ago.
Yeah.
No, I think I brought it up on the show.
CC Peniston, folks. If you're looking
That's such an awesome name.
If you're looking for a
CC Peniston.
Is she CC from CC in the Music Factory?
No, that's C and C Music Factory.
Oh, never mind.
You fucking idiot, dude.
I thought it was CC and the Music
No, it's C and C.
God damn it.
Everybody knows that, man.
I'm going to get it.
This is the problem when
lit.
This is the problem when you live on the edge of knowing tidbits.
Yeah.
You get embarrassed when you don't know one.
It's really the man who knew nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking Sophocles.
The man who sold his ass to the world.
That's true.
We passed upon the stairs. I asked the guy if he wanted to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, aren't you Adam from that podcast?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, but I'm kind of doing my own thing now.
Trying to monetize
my
ass.
Going out on my own.
And then he fucked. That's Adam's merch.
Yeah. He gets to fuck his ass.
Halfway through every episode, he's like, oh, by the way, if you want to fuck me in my ass.
Go to AdamFriedlandShop.com. Click and reserve 1 hour of my ass.
Mm-hmm. We're doing a socially distance. You can just zoom into my ass. It'd be funny to be that kind of sex worker where you schedule Zoom meetings with people, and then just the meeting starts with your asshole exposed.
Just super wide.
Exposed to the screen, and there's like a countdown timer for 45 minutes.
Yeah. That's what I imagine OnlyFans to be.
But you're on OnlyFans.
I have my own page, but I don't look at other people.
Adam Friedland Shop. / OnlyFans / Adam Friedland Shop.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, Catch Me Outside turned 18 and then started her own OnlyFans.
Oh, yes. And she made a milli.
She made $1 million in like 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Which means there are a lot of fellas out there that
have been chomping at the bit.
They've been waiting on that.
To check out.
18th birthday.
That is such a weird move.
For the girl from the Dr. Phil show.
Like the white trash girl from the Dr. Phil show from 4 years ago.
Yes. Good for her.
Yeah, I mean, listen, cake up. I bet you Dr. Phil bought one.
I'm just going to go see what this
is. I just need to see her tits. I'm about to beat off.
I want to make sure she's acting right.
On her OnlyFans.
I want to make sure she's being a good girl.
Say, this is cool. On PubMed.gov, a comparative study that says comparison of vaginal shapes in Afro-American, Caucasian, and Hispanic women.
Now,
vinyl polysiloxane casting.
Shit, dude. I'm about to get
By P.D. Pendergrass.
This seems very racist.
Teddy Pendergrass
and the gynecological, the OBGYN. Invest. I don't know what that.
Now you know what.
What conclusion do they find?
I'm actually very interested in this.
Full vinyl polysiloxane cast. This is now going to be one of those like those podcasts that like messenger bag guys listen to, where they just learn. Like, oh, I heard the best
Radio Lab.
Suck, don't fuck me. The
suck,
other guy,
suck, don't fuck me.
That about the about a study that was done actually. Mm-hmm. That says that guys like me have nothing to contribute to a conversation other than fucking bullshit they heard on a podcast.
The TED Radio Hour.
That 40 million other people listen to.
Yeah.
Full vinyl polysiloxane casts of the vagina were obtained. This is so funny that like you can just be a scientist and you'll be like, yeah, I want to...
Let's fill up their pussies with vinyl.
I want to see how long it takes Chinese women to come. We're going to need some volunteers. And one group has dog for lunch and the other has normal...
Wait a second. What does that have to do with them coming?
That's the experiment.
Oh, interesting.
It's the effect of eating dog on how long it takes an Asian woman to reach climax while being sucked off by a scientist, by the way. By a handsome scientist.
And the control will be my mouth.
What did the study find?
I kind of want to know what shapes.
I kind of want to know.
I'm trying to think of my own research here, and I don't know that I've made any...
Full
shape-wise.
Vinyl polysiloxane cast of the vagina retained from 23 Afro-American, 39... I love these sample sizes, too.
Yeah, 23 and 39.
And 15 Hispanic women in lying, sitting, and standing positions. A new shape, the pumpkin seed, was found in 40% of Afro-American women, but not in Caucasians.
The pumpkin seed.
Wow. This is actually... Honestly, I just made fun of all that. You at home can now listen to this and find out that Cumtown is the first podcast that has announced that, statistically speaking... According to actual peer-reviewed medical studies,
that's right.
Black women have better pussy than Caucasians or Hispanics.
Wait, what is the pumpkin seed?
Well, just imagine a pumpkin seed.
But is it long ways or like which way is
what
the
is
seed?
It, the clit?
Just imagine
the inside of the pussy shape. I'm going to look at pumpkin seed pussy, see what the results are.
Posterior cast length is significantly longer. Anterior cast length is significantly shorter. And cast width is significantly larger in Hispanics than the other two groups. Mm. Oh, so Hispanic women have the most trash pussy, according to this.
I disagree.
And the Caucasian introitus is significantly greater than the African Americans. What the fuck is an introitus?
God, we gotta
who's
learn
got
about
the
science,
gushy,
dude.
Who's got the gushiest shit,
yeah,
though?
Hold on. The entrance to a hollow organ or canal. Specifically the entrance to the vagina. All right, so let's see. This is the definitive. So white women are looser than black women.
That's right.
Okay.
Black women have a...
That has been my experience.
Yeah. Black women have a different shape that seems like it would be the pumpkin seed.
Now, the pumpkin seed is interesting to me because does that mean it's like a football? Like, why? Which way is it being held? Hamburger or hot dog style?
I don't know, man. What do I look like, a fucking scientist to you? I'm just telling you what the doctors are telling me.
Mm.
Wow. Hey, you know what? Good for black women, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, they stay winning.
They
yeah.
do stay winning.
Oh, hold on.
Wait.
I forgot that Teddy Pendergrass did this study. We might have a bit of researcher bias here.
Here's what we need to do.
Let's see if Peebo Bryson ever did a study on black women's pussies, because he seems like what you would call a chocolate traitor.
Down with the swirl.
Yeah. Peebo Bryson. I put in Peebo Bryson, black Bryson instead of black women.
Mm.
Let's see if he's ever made any comments on black women.
I need to see a study on the gushiest, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this seems to be a shape.
Shape? Look, I could fuck any shape.
Mm-hmm.
But how gushy is the shape?
I don't know what you mean by gushy.
You like a wet ass, wet pussy. What the fuck? What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've never experienced wet pussy?
Holy shit, dude.
What?
It's fucking Peebo Bryson's wife is so hot.
Let me see.
Let's see her.
No.
Please.
That's how hot she is. As you can't see.
Dude, I'm about to just Google it. Fuck you.
See her myself.
Dude, she's like, oh my god, dude, this bitch is banging.
Okay, let's look up Peebo Bryson.
It might just be the good first picture. I mean, for him, I mean, I'm not like this is. She's like fucking a quarter of his age.
Respect.
Yeah. Here, look.
Oh, she looks great.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's his wife.
That's his wife.
Looks like his daughter. God damn.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Peebo.
Damn. So I'd like to. I'm going to contact Peebo.
Let's see
Bryson.
What Peebo has to say about pussy shape.
How you doing, brother? It's me, Teddy Pendergrass. I'm doing a follow up to my study. And I need to speak to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I got tools. And we're going to do a polysiloxivine injection into her.
Yes. We need to see what your wife's pussy shape is.
PubMed.gov, the study on the effects of Peebo Bryson's wife's pussy on my cock. By Detective Teddy Pendergrass. By sexual detective Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, his wife is from a British R&B group called the 411. Tanya Boniface Bryson.
Very nice. Great name. Tanya Boniface Bryson. Mm-hmm. Damn, dude. Shouts out to Peebo.
He was also engaged previously to the former wife of boxing great Sugar Ray Leonard.
Is that so?
Juanita Leonard.
After Sugar Ray?
Dude, he gets mad pussy, this guy. In the 90s, he became engaged to Angela Thigpen, former Miss Virginia Teen USA.
Miss Virginia Teen USA.
She's also the detective the chief on the... No, wait, that might be Liz.
What's her name? Amanda Thigpen? Adam?
Angela Thigpen.
This is awesome. Let's look up all the women. Peebo Bryson is fucked.
He's a
legend. That's a different... I'm thinking of
He's
Liz.
He's a legendary pussy guy.
Liz Thigpen, who was the chief on the... Lynn Thigpen is the chief on the Carmen San Diego television show.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Peebo definitely has gotten himself a nice amount of pussy.
Oh, Lynn, big fan. I was wondering, did you get a chance to read Teddy Pendergrass's study in PubMed? I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. If you'd like to come on my podcast, Cumtown, to discuss it.
No, I don't believe I will, Gumshoe.
Yeah. Please stop calling my house.
Please stop asking for molds of my pussy, Gumshoes.
I'm going to call up the ice cream place as an Italian man. It's a beautiful Monday here in Brooklyn to be a telephonist. a dialographer.
Man, my favorite. I'm doing dialectics.
What idiot called it Romeo dialing and not dialectics?
There you go. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we used to do prank calls in like, I don't know, middle school, high school.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Fat Bill, the one that we all went crazy for, where he was like, hey, he just called a random number. He was like, hey, what's up? I'm looking for Mike. He was like, Mike who? He was like, Mike Long. And then he was like, Mike Long. I'm sorry. You know, he was like, Mike Long, dick in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And we all fucking lost it at that. And then yeah. Bill was like, dude, that just came to me. he was like, I didn't even plan it. He was like, and we were just like, dude, that was the funniest thing we've ever experienced.
Mm-hmm.
We would do that shit on the way to like basketball tournaments.
Yeah.
Great time.
Yeah, prank calls are a lost art form.
Yeah.
Calling someone, being like, hey, it's gay Larry.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person be like, we don't know gay Larry.
I'm
going to
start calling up places, call candy shops as a guy with Down syndrome.
That's awesome.
I have to keep my voice down.
They don't know I have the phone.
Just tell me about the candy.
Describe it.
Just tell me about what do you got going on over there. What kind of stuff are you getting into?
That's an awesome one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Calling up Nabisco customer service as a guy with Down syndrome. Yeah, I was wondering, you got any new Oreo stuff you guys are working on? No, I have Down syndrome. I'm not supposed to be on the phone. Because I'll chew off the buttons.
I forget the gum.
Because they used to let me use the phone, and I called the candy shop, and I got so excited, I ate all the buttons.
Fuck. Just the sound just gets muffled while he's sucking on the phone.
No, you guys are good, though. The phone's different enough from the Oreo.
He's totally aware of it. As long as I call Cookie Poises, it's fine.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Where?
Thank you for calling Mondelez International, bringing you joy every day with your favorite snacking brands like Nabisco, Oreo, Ritz, Trident, Halls, and many others.
Gracias por llamar a Mondelez International. Cada día trayéndote felicidad con tus favoritas marcas de botanas como Nabisco, Oreo, Ritz, Trident.
Damn, this is making me feel retarded for real. That's a lot of Spanish.
Press 1 para continuar en español.
Thank you for calling Mondelez International, empowering people to snack right with your favorite snacking brands like Nabisco, Oreo, Ritz, Trident, Halls, and many others.
Halls.
If you'd like to listen in English, press 1.
I like to snack on.
If you'd like to listen in Spanish,
what's that?
Press 2.
Nothing.
Did you know you can now get help from one of our live agents by text message? For this faster and more convenient option, press 1.
I'm not doing that. I don't have the confidence to do live.
Live.
Well, also too, I think you can get in trouble if you release it.
Record somebody, a live person.
Yeah, I have to remind myself sometimes that like a quarter of a million people listen to this show, and that you can't like get away with stuff like that.
That is so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't they used to do that on Drive Time Radio?
It's all fake. That's all like produced. Comics used to go do that.
Yeah.
They would go sit in the booth and be like, you fucked my sister. And get paid like fucking $10 for the day and the lunch.
And use it as their credit. Yeah. Like as seen on, as heard on
as
90.
Serious. 90 fuck point gay.
90 fuck point gay.
Suck my dick.
Yeah.
W-I-M. And you can queer. Suck my fucking dick. You can fuck me in my ass. And put my dick in your butt
and
cheeks.
We can suck off each other. You gotta fuck me in my ass. Fuck me in my mouth.
And I say, hey, my penis tastes okay.
And I'm fucking gay.
Put it in your mouth. And let me bust down your tonsils. Everybody that you meet. You can suck my fucking penis.
Everybody there with me.
You can suck my motherfucking penis.
forgot how reggae this song was.
Yeah, no, you didn't. It's Arthur and Cops are the two reggae shows.
Yeah. This is Ziggy, dude. Ziggy Marley.
And nothing. I'd like to see me looping back the baby shit every episode.
Sesame Street.
This is Sesame Street. One by an eight, Ernie. And this drug dealer is trying to sell a number eight to Ernie.
Oh, that's pretty. An eight.
You see this guy? It's like fence that's selling stolen eight.
Yeah.
Bad. Hey, who?
You.
Damn, this show moves slow. I forgot it was like art. It was supposed to be artistic.
Yeah, high art. Yeah.
What, Sesame Street?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had a lot of
really
directors.
Long shots. It's what you would call slow cinema.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Every episode of Sesame Street is cut down from 4.5 hours.
Hello, Regal. I was wondering if you had any slow cinema options. slower. You know what I mean by slow cinema. I've been getting into slow cinema lately. Get it?
It's basically any movie, but I'm allowed.
It means it's for people that are mentally disabled. That's the joke. That's the joke.
Yep.
Calling up a cake shop. If I got birthday cake for my birthday, but it's not my birthday, do I go to jail?
Nobody twacks it, Ryan.
That's like a bakery refusing to make a gay cake for a wedding. That's like, but to be the bakery that's refusing to make a birthday cake for a retarded guy. I think he's had enough cake.
It ain't right.
He's had enough.
He's
candy
had enough
and
cake for a lifetime.
That's how they get like that.
You give him to feed him too much sugar. It happened to me.
Yeah.
The Italian guy with a retarded kid who's like, it's my fault for giving them too many sweets.
I did do one call years ago where I called I was calling up pizza restaurants. And demanding that they make me a cake for my gay wedding. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, we don't make cake. I'm like, excuse me? And just threatening them. Threatening them, calling the news, saying they refuse to make a cake for a gay guy. I was just like, they're like, no, we don't make cake. It's a fun one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jeez, Louise. Jeez, freaking Louise.
I need a Benadryl or something, guys.
Oh, you gotta.
You're usually not like this until the end of the second episode.
The cat is killing me right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
Nick, this is unsafe.
If you want t-shirts, check out cum.town. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to have some new designs in the next 2.5 years.
Yep.
Hitting the store soon.
That's right. Go to stavi.biz for some Stavi baby type t-shirts. Uh-huh. And go to adamfriedlandshop.com to fuck Adam's ass.
To fuck my ass. And you can Zoom
over
directly,
Zoom or for more money in person.